So my name is Brian Deal. I do all special effects on the island, indoor special effects, pyrotechnics like you see on some of the big concerts and shows. I've been doing this for quite a number of years now. I've been so lucky to be involved with DCAC for many years, and this final stand, their final show, it's going to be a big one. It's going to probably be the biggest show that I personally have ever done. We've got some great effects. We've even brought some in from London. A gentleman called Josh from Gear Industries, up in Junction with him. So this is going to be spectacular. So not only will it be a great show for the band, but it'll be a great show for special effects on the island. So yeah, very excited.
We know, of course, the story of DCAC, renowned AC/DC tribute band here on the island. They've been going for, I think, over 20 years now, isn't it? And they're putting on this this final performance. How many years have you been helping out the DCAC boys?
I'm going to say it's going to be sort of 7 to 10 years now. I built two big, gigantic cannons for them with my son. And yeah, the final song will be awesome. Well, all the songs will be awesome, but the finale will be one to remember.
And Brian, I have to ask, how do you get into pyrotechnics and special effects, and what kind of safety measures, what do you have to think about when you're putting on a show like this?
So it all started many years ago when I used to help backstage. Well, I still do help backstage at the Gaiety Theatre. A gentleman called Seamus Shea is the theatre manager. And because I help backstage, he was running a pyrotechnic safety awareness course for his staff. And he asked me and my son if we'd like to join along. So we did. Absolutely loved the course, 2-day course for safety of pyrotechnics. And from there, it just snowballed. We bought a small amount of equipment and just progressed with our equipment. We've got some state-of-the-art fly-by-wire remote control equipment now. And it's just absolutely, it gives you such a buzz to see people. And, I love watching people enjoying themselves. And then when these special effects go off, they go, wow, wow. Because, we're Isle of Man based, In the past, things like this have been brought in from England, but it's all in-house now, should we call it? We have to do a full risk assessment. That's very complex, obviously, with health and safety. That is paramount. When we have people on stage, we give them a safety margin. So I say, if you cross over this line here, the effect will not happen. Your safety is paramount. So yeah, there's a lot goes into it.
And so for anyone going along then on Tuesday evening at the Villa Marina Royal Hall, can you give us an insight? You've mentioned you've made some cannons in the past, and this sounds like there's going to be a big finale at the final stand. What are people in store for?
Well, let's just say the start of the show is going to be good. I can't remember if they're going to use there's a video with a meteor that crashes into Earth. That's one start that when that meteor hits the Earth, there could be all hell lets loose, shall we say? Let's say I'm not going to blow the stage up, but there's a thing where a film where they say you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. Well, let's just say something big is going to happen at the start of the show. And throughout the show, there's all sorts of things going to be going on. There'll be maybe souvenirs coming down from the ceiling for people to take away as a little memory. There's going to be a lot of mess. Let's say confetti, the biggest confetti cannons that's ever hit the Villa Marina. There's all sorts going on. I don't want to give away too much, but it's going to be awesome.
And we've seen, well, they have some awesome kind of stagecraft anyway, and we've seen that giant bell that they have on display. How are you incorporating things like that?
Yes, the bell will be heavily involved as well. It's not just a normal bell hanging there. So there's a song called Hell's Bells. And yeah, just keep your eye on the bell if you do attend the show, which I would highly recommend. It's like, as I say, their last stand, and we want to make it very, very special. For the band, they're going to get the whole thing videoed, which will be, you know, a treasured memory for all the members of the band. I normally deal with a guy called Dick, who's the bass guitarist, and we've had such a good relationship. You know, he says, can you do this, Brian? Can you do that, Brian? Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Yeah, so...
No request too big, eh?
No limit. No limit.
And Brian, I take it you must be an AC/DC fan yourself to be with the boys for this this amount of time.
Oh, yes. Big AC/DC fan. My dream would have been to go on tour with them. And I think that was Dick's dream. But obviously that dream's never going to happen now. But that would have been the icing on the cake to take this show to England, because they are so talented. Yeah, from the lead guitarist to the other singer to, well, every musician is just 100%. You know, they are a true tribute.
And you say it's a proud moment when you see those effects and you see the reaction from the crowd. How are you going to feel knowing it's the last time they'll be on stage?
You might see a tear in my eye. Yeah, emotion. Emotion at the end. Yeah, definitely. I can feel it now. It's very sad because they're so special. You know, I can do pantomimes, which I do pantomimes, and fairy puffs and that, but no effects like these ones tomorrow. There'll be never anything that I do that will match up till tomorrow's show. Let's fill the place. It's their last stand. Let's stand and let's salute them. At the end of the show, let's salute them.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.